General Conference Recap. I'm your host, Matt, with my lovely daughter, Melanie. How are you, Melanie?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. So, listener, you might have been waiting, like, hey, when's that Saturday afternoon recap going to drop? And you're like, why is it so late? Well, the reason it's so late is because Melanie was in person at General Conference. And so we took some time for her to get home from being there in person. So, Melanie, I have some questions for you about your experience in person at General Conference.
That sounds awesome. I'd be happy to answer them.
So wait, but first, do you want to say anything about yourself to introduce yourself to listeners?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I'm Melanie. I'm Matt's daughter. So that's really exciting. He's a pretty cool dad. And I'm a student at BYU right now. I'm studying physics and taking some Russian classes on the side because, like, why not, you know?
You also didn't mention that you're my favorite daughter in the entire world.
I am his favorite daughter. It's a very special privilege.
So, Melanie, you experienced something in General Conference that hasn't happened in a very long time. So the last time that somebody who was not a member of the First Presidency conducted General Conference was all the way back in the 1980s when Ezra Taft Benson helped conduct sessions as the president of the Quorum of the Twelve. But what's really unusual this time, and I don't know how far back we'd have to go, the entire First Presidency was sitting on the stand and none of them were conducting. And I don't know how if that's ever happened before. Tell me what that was like.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because, like, I'm privileged to be part of a generation where we haven't had a lot of, like, sickly, elderly, unwell members of the First Presidency for a long time, right? Growing up, the prophet's always been spick and span on top of things.
Well, President Monson.
Yeah, it feels that way. I think a lot of my generation, we just remember them at their prime.
Wow.
And so going to General Conference today and seeing, like, firsthand that they are, like, they're people, right? And it's cool to be able to see that they can recognize which responsibilities they're able to handle and which ones they aren't, right? And saying, conducting conference isn't necessarily something I need to do as a member of the First Presidency. So in order to focus my energy on the more important things, I'll let other people take charge. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
So who came in and out in wheelchairs? Did anybody?
Oh, we were on the far side of the conference center, so I can't say that for sure. But I think President Nelson and President Eyring, I think.
Yeah. That's what I saw on my TV. It looked on TV like President Eyring and President Nelson were leaving in wheelchairs.
Yeah. They
came
in wheelchairs.
Is that also unusual? Is that also something unusual for you to see that or to think about that?
Yeah, it was kind of rough. So the people I was at conference with aren't always the most reverent of my friends. And so as we were sitting there waiting.
You guys were the ones where they were like, hey, quiet down in the crowd during conference?
I don't think so.
Oh,
but
okay,
as we were sitting there waiting for conference to start, one of my friends leaned over and he was like, how many of these do you think this is their last conference? And I was like, I really don't want to think about that. But it's it's a real question at this point. Like, how many of
three.
Them?
Three. My number was three.
I'm glad you have an answer for that question.
Well, because in the Saturday morning session, President Holland kind of made it sound like maybe he doesn't have a lot more time left.
Yeah. It's weird.
Melanie, the purpose of life is to die. It's okay if they die. Is that
this
you
is
disagree
true?
With that?
Okay. There are the things that I think that I can't really say, and that's definitely one of those.
Okay. Okay, well, let's get into the talks. Was there a talk from the Saturday afternoon session that stood out to you?
I'll admit, I was kind of falling asleep about halfway through, but I really liked...
How can you fall asleep in the conference center?
It was so cold. Like, listener, that's one thing to know. The conference center is frigid. So I was just falling asleep to run away from that, but...
Mm-hmm. So when you get really cold, you try to sleep?
Yeah, it's cold, it's
all right,
dark.
All right.
That intermediate hymn
all right,
is necessary.
So then, You might have to go the first part then, right? If to say who your favorite talks were.
Yeah, I really did enjoy Elder Bednar's talk. And I thought it was cool that he mentioned the Sabbath day specifically. Because I know you and I have had some conversations about what Sabbath day observance looks like and how it varies amid demographics and all sorts of stuff like that. And I just thought it was cool that he emphasized that the Sabbath is a sign between you and God, and it's a sign that's there for your benefit and all of that. So I thought that was interesting.
What did you think of the story he told about the member of the media who was in the celestial room and said, "I've never experienced quiet like this before"? Does that kind of resonate with you, like that we live in a noisy world and it's hard to find quiet outside of the temple?
Definitely. I'll say that story triggered like a whole other flow of thought process for me. But I think it's especially true that we do live in a world where quiet's hard to find. And the fact that someone not of our church was able to find that and recognize that there was quiet in the temple was cool.
Yeah. So, listener, just so you know, there's a person on Twitter. His name is James Valentine. So I follow him during General Conference every session because he does these like drawings and then he kind of like outlines the talks. And so it makes it really easy. I never have to take notes. I can just kind of go back and refer to that and see kind of the main ideas from talks. So I'm giving a shout out to him because I'm using him as a cheat sheet to when I look at like what the talks were about. My son, who's in high school, really liked Massimo DeFeo's talk. But I think that that kind of makes sense, right? That was maybe more for younger people than perhaps for me. My personal favorite talk was Quentin L. Cook at the very, very end. And I can't remember the exact quote. I'll see if I can find it in the James Valentine things. But it was about oneness with Christ. And at the very end, he said something like, being one with Christ is more important than anything else in life. And I really liked that idea. I liked how he strongly focused on the idea that different identities and different struggles and challenges we might face in life and different, like all the various things we face in life should never keep us from choosing and using our agency to follow Christ and become more like him. Yeah, did you like that, Melanie?
I loved that a lot too. And I really liked early on in his talk how he talked about how the requirements for baptism are all spiritual, right? Because I think we can look at the church or just any list of requirements and say, wow, that's something that's there to exclude others. And the requirements for baptism and the requirements for membership in the church and entry into the temple, they really aren't meant to exclude anyone, right? We don't care about your demographic. We don't care about your race, your gender, anything like that. We just care about whether you're willing to make the spiritual sacrifices necessary to grow closer to God. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I like that. What did you think about the BYU Idaho choir? Were they more impressive in person than they were on TV?
See, I have this student I TA for who's in the Utah Valley Choir that performed for the evening session. So I just spent the whole afternoon session thinking, why isn't my friend up there?
Is it harder when you're in person to kind of like follow along with like what's happening in the session?
Yeah, sometimes. It was also funny because in the middle of the intermediate hymn, I think the whole last verse, they didn't have the lyrics up on the screen. So we were all singing there as a conference center, like the first three verses, Rejoice the Lord is King. And then the last verse, we just went totally quiet. And I was like, this is awkward.
So wait, they have the lyrics on the screen so that you can all sing along, and then for some reason they were gone on the last verse.
Yeah, it's just like the last verse didn't exist, and the choir was still up there singing, but the
But
audience was gone.
if I were in the congregation, I would start looking at the general officers of the church and try to figure out how many of them know the third verse of the song. Did you do
We're
that?
too far away to see that.
Oh, you couldn't. Yeah, you got to bring binoculars to General Conference, Melanie, next time you go there, so you can
Okay,
pick up
yeah.
on these details. I
That's a
did.
good
It was
idea.
like on TV they had the guy kind of he was leading the music, and it did seem at one point like he didn't know the words to the hymn, and so maybe that's what happened. He also maybe lost the words to the hymn.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I have this question for you. There at the closing hymn was "We Will Sing of Zion." And I've never heard that hymn before. And the words seem like they were words from scriptures. Did anyone say anything like what that hymn was or where it came from?
I didn't hear anything about that, but I've heard
Oh.
rumors floating around that, like, with the new hymnal coming out and the fact that we're getting new songs on May 30th, some of the songs they're introducing in conference may be like hints that this is going to be in the new hymnal.
Okay,
So,
see, that's what I wondered if maybe that was a new hymnal song.
yeah, we'll see.
That would be nice. I mean, I really liked the lyrics, but again, I had subtitles on so I could read it. I normally can't hear what they're saying when they're singing a hymn, but the subtitles, I was like, oh, this is a really kind of a nice song. But I wondered if that's like a new hymnal song. Any other impressions from the afternoon session of conference, Melanie?
I liked the discussion of the stripling warriors in Helaman. I think that's a story that doesn't get addressed in conference a lot because, some people aren't huge fans of the war chapters.
Yeah, I'm one of
But
those. I don't love the war chapters. Yeah.
yes,
They
I'm well
kind
aware.
of bore me. Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
thought it was a cool analogy for the youth, and even though I'm not exactly in a position of leadership over the youth, it gave me a chance to reflect on my priorities and my covenants. And so I thought that was cool. But
Nice.
do you
Were
have
there
any
any
last
hints?
impressions?
I just need to know, were there any hints? Because my general conference prediction was that Jesus is going to come tomorrow. Was there any kind of indication, anything you picked up on that that's going to happen tomorrow or maybe on April 8th, anything like that? Did President Nelson like maybe sign language something to the crowd or like did he look like he was getting ready for the second coming in some way? Was there anything you could pick up on that would make me feel better about my prediction?
I can't say for sure, but there might have been like a really exaggerated wink at the end. And I think he had like a countdown going 10, 9, 8. So like you might be onto something there.
Maybe that's what the glitch was in the lyrics. They were getting a countdown clock ready to go, so there would be some kind of a countdown that they needed to start tomorrow or something. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to hold out hope. Hey, listener, Jesus didn't come today. So if that, but my prediction lasts for the whole general conference. So, we can still hold out hope for that. Hey, Melanie, thanks for joining us. This was a lot of fun. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay.